Greetings, Saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to get together and study your word and know about the things that are coming, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for speaking truth to your people and comforting them because of the things that are on the political scene. Some people are agitated, and we just ask you to comfort your people. I know that this is going to help. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. I'm continuing with the faction Election War 1. This is number 21. Yep. I'm going to start out with a revelation given to Eve Brast on February the 7th. And we called it Biden Out, President In. Yep, you got it. She said, I dreamed I was floating in the spirit, observing what was happening in this dream. I saw President Trump and David Eales, representing the David Mangiau body, standing and facing one another in the darkness. And she says, these are the days of darkness for this country. This is true. But daylight is coming. They were on the very top of a five-story parking garage that was located underground directly beneath the White House in Washington, D.C. She said the number five represents grace. My point here is a parking garage represents the people whose vehicles or bodies are at rest from their own works through their faith. And they are a foundation and a support for the office of the president through prayer and faith. We know that the natural White House is empty and that Biden is in an old White House set in Hollywood. So this dream White House represents the office of the president. Another thing, it's underground because the president has underground support from the church in prayer and faith and warfare, okay? She went on to say Trump was on the left and David on the right, and they were smiling and very amused as David handed Trump a large golden ring of old keys. You remember those? Isaiah 22 and 15. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, go and get thee unto this treasurer, even unto Shebna, who is over the house. In other words, that's the Biden usurper over the house of God. And say, what doest thou here? And whom hast thou here? Yeah, what are you doing here? God says. And in verse 20, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, which means whom God will raise up. That's President Trump, of course. The son of Hilkiah, which means the Lord's portion. In other words, he's God's chosen, right? And I will clothe him with thy robe, and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand. Well, just as Biden's government will be given to Trump, which, by the way, is a farce anyway, because basically the military under Trump is still running the country. So, anyway, We'll go on. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. That is the replacement for Biden, who is Trump, to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. Wow. You know, just as David is handing the keys of authority to the kingdom to Trump, I do believe that possibly this also points to something that is the salvation of Trump. I mean, truly, Spirit-filled salvation is coming. I'm pretty sure of it. And he shall open, and none shall shut. And he shall shut, and none shall open. In other words, these keys, what do? They bind and they loose, right? They shut and lock. They unlock and open, right? And who has that authority? He's telling you here, the one that has the key, right? And the key has been given to Trump. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a throne of glory to his father's house. Amen. So now, she says, they each took a step towards each other and merged into the same body. I could alternately make out the characteristics of each man as I looked at them both merged together. This seems to be the part of the Trump/David parallel, which we've studied before, timeline, which when it merges together. In other words, they come pull up even together, side by side. A merging of the timelines. And as you know, the kings had their man-child type authorities, like Joseph, like Daniel, kings that had their man-childs with them to give them advice, interpret dreams, and so on and so forth. And so will this President Trump. The man-child will be to the kingdom of God on earth what Trump is to the secular world. And going on, she says, President Trump/David then turned and faced away from me as a vision opened up before us all. It was Joe Biden standing outside, I emphasize, outside the Oval Office window of the White House with his hands on the window panes looking into the White House. He had a weak and pitiful, forlorn look on his face, and I realized in the dream that they had tricked him and locked him out of the White House. Oh, my! Well, I know that few people know this, and I don't believe Eve knows this, but this actually happened. The butler locked the door to the natural White House, and Biden was locked out. And as far as I know, he hasn't been in there. Joe Biden was pleading with them to let him in. I could hear his weak and muffled voice as he was saying this. President Trump/David were holding the ring of keys on their right forefinger and swinging them in a gesture of control. They were chuckling because they had succeeded in locking Joe Biden out of the White House in any position of power, and now together they were in control of things. And that's when I woke up. Well, you can see the fake Biden is in the fake White House to show the world through the fake media what communists do as the economy crumbles and Democrats are fleeing their party. How wise is this, huh? President Trump's gotten his wisdom from the Lord here to do this. People are just trembling, you know. Oh, no, Biden's taking over. Oh, baloney. Come on now. I asked Father for a word by faith at random for this dream, and my finger was on Tatanai. Oh, wow. Meaning to teach or to give or a giver or overseer of gifts. Okay. Yeah, pretty neat. And God is giving a gift, right? Ezra 6:6, and we're going to take in context 3-12. In the first year of Cyrus, which is Trump, the king, Cyrus the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded. Well, what did Cyrus do? Same thing Trump is doing. He freed the people of God who were in bondage to Babylon to go and rebuild the original kingdom, not this fallen away kingdom that's out there. So, let the house be builded, the place where they offer sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 70 cubits, and breadth thereof 70 cubits, and with 3 courses of great stones, and a course of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. How about that? You know that's happening. Praise God. Pretty neat. And also, let the gold and silver vessels of the house of God, which are the faithful people of God, gold and silver, that's the, you know, the 60 and 100-fold, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple which is at Jerusalem and brought unto Babylon, be restored and brought again unto the temple which is at Jerusalem. All right. In other words, the kingdom is being restored through the hand of our Cyrus Trump, right? And now we know it's Cyrus Trump and the man-child together. Everyone to its place, and thou shalt put them in the house of God. So that's the decree to restore the kingdom of God that Babylon usurped and destroyed. It entered the church, and that's why it's a Babylonish harlot, right? Now therefore, Tattenai, governor beyond the river, and Shethar Bozenai, and your companions, the Arpachshites, which are, I think probably represents, you know, those people who were opposing this, you know, who are beyond the river, be ye far from thence, which means get away from these people. Let them build. Let the work of this house of God alone, let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in its place. Moreover, I make a decree that what you shall do to these elders of the Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, once again, of the king's goods, beyond the river, expenses be given with all diligence unto these men that they be not hindered. And that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offering to the God of heaven, also wheat and salt and wine and oil, according to the word of the priests that are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail. So, making them pay for it. That they may offer sacrifices of sweet savor unto the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons. Amen. Also, I make a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let a beam be pulled out from his house, and let him be lifted up and fastened thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, overthrow all kings and peoples that shall put forth their hand to alter the same. And he is going to do this. He's going to destroy all the kingdoms that are opposing this. To destroy this house of God, which is at Jerusalem, I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with all diligence. How cool. Now, I want to lay a little bit of a foundation concerning Planet X, because the next couple of revelations have to do with God's judgment of these kings through Planet X. And this is Planet X. Nibiru is on its way. To understand revelations that I'm about to share, I want to say a few words. Okay, the apparent large pictures of Planet X seen with the naked eye or by cameras are false for one reason or another. I'm not going into it. They're just false. These have happened for many years, and as large as they are compared to the sun, which is huge, it would have come and gone years ago. You know they are not true. However, it is being seen, that is, Planet X, is being seen by telescopes and satellites that are controlled by the powers that be, and they won't tell us, at least right now. Okay? But there also has leaked out of at least America and Russia what the scientists who want this to be revealed are saying and what they believe they have discovered. I'll talk to you about that in a minute. History always repeats, sometimes in a physical way and sometimes in a spiritual way. But as we have shown in history, written by the Egyptians, when they saw the destroyer overhead and described it as a red planet or a dragon, etc., which of course is Planet X, it's been called both, and it's been called the destroyer, which destroyed them and their army. And it was spring at the Passover when God's true people were spared because of faith in the sacrifice of the Lamb, who is Jesus, right? Spring at the Passover. Okay, now, when Planet X passes over, the destroyer passes over, it will be a Passover. There will be a plague. It will be a Passover. Okay? Just remember that. One thing we know is that heaven and earth will be shaken violently, and many will die. But not those who have eaten the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Okay? Remember that too. The Word declares that this shaking has come before, and it will come one more time. And, of course, if you're not listening to God's Word, you may not survive it. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29 says this, "See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not when they refused him that warned them on earth, much more shall not we escape who turn away from him that warneth from heaven." God's got a warning, and he's going to give about a 40-day warning, kind of like he gave to Nineveh. Evidently, they were scared of something, right? Because they repented, which is unheard of, a pagan country repenting unto the Lord. Okay? So, and who is he that warneth from heaven? Of course, Jesus the Word, whose voice then shook the earth. Notice, the voice of the Lord is this great shaking. But now he hath promised, saying, "Yet once more will I make to tremble not only the earth, but also the heaven." What could tremble both the earth and the heaven? Well, we'll look into this in just a moment. Once more here means it happened before, and it will come one more time, and that is Planet X, okay? And this word, "yet once more," signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that have been made, in other words, by man, man's works, right? That those things which are not shaken, may remain. In other words, they're not going to be of man's works. They're going to remain. Trump is doing a great job of cleaning up the deep state, but let's face it, many will survive. These demons manifested over the media by slander are making people go absolutely nuts, and you couldn't round up that many people at all. Only God can take care of that part. But he's taking a good chunk out of the head here. And the deep state leftist grip on our world will not survive this Red Sea destruction of Planet X. And wherefore, receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Aha, so we need to get out of man's works and into the Lord's works. And that's why we study the word of the Lord. These things cannot be shaken. Let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Awesome. Haggai also declares this once more shaking of heaven and earth with the overthrow of the throne of kingdoms on Kislev 24. The overthrow of the throne of kingdoms. Well, now let's face it. There are some nations out there under the control of deep state rulers. And it will be up until the time of this great shaking. Now, I know that many of them have been removed, and some of them are still in place. But it appears that the Lord is going to take the rest of them out. And we'll talk about Kislev 24 in a minute. This, of course, is speaking of a Red Sea where the factious chasers of the deep state government and factious church will be destroyed as Pharaoh's throne was overthrown under the water. And if you don't believe that, don't pay attention to movies. I mean, that Pharaoh did drown. Okay, they have discovered that. What better way to destroy the elite thrones than to gather them underground when the plates shift and break with the earth's tide of the destroyer? Right? You know what an earth tide is? It's when the destroyer passes by planet Earth and it picks up the skin and just tries to slide it. Major earthquakes are going to happen around the world because, of course, the earth is turning. Okay? So, Haggai 2, 6 through 10 says this. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yes, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth. There it is, a little while from that time, of course. I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will do it, right? And the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. Well, that's never really happened, but it's going to happen one more time. I mean, it's never really happened in our lifetime, but it's going to happen one more time in our lifetime. And, of course, I will shake the nations of the wicked. That's what he's talking about. And the precious things. Now, I'm going to make a little point here. Things is not in the Hebrew here. Precious should be translated desired. Because Jesus, by the word and the spirit, will come in Zerubbabel, meaning born from Babylon, as a type of the first fruits man-child. And I'll come back to this in a minute. So let me read this again. And the precious things, or the desired of all nations, the desired of all nations, shall come. And that's the nations of God's people shall come. And I will fill this house with glory. Okay, this is, of course, the rebuilt house, right? With glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And, of course, Cyrus has been shown the hidden treasures of darkness like nobody on the face of the earth or throughout history has ever seen. Okay? He is definitely Cyrus. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former. Yes, because this is the real kingdom, not the physical, fleshly kingdom of the Jews. It's a real, spiritual, heavenly kingdom. Says the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. Yes, those abiding in that kingdom are going to be at peace. In the 24th day of the 9th month. Now, this is Kislev 24. And it is a sign. Don't look for this physical date. I don't think it has anything to do with what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. But Kislev 24 is a sign of when the enemy was defeated and construction resumed on the second temple. All right. And by the way, you know, there's the temple of Ezekiel is not a physical temple. It's a spiritual temple. Read it carefully. You will see that no one uncircumcised in heart can enter that temple. That means only Christians are in this temple. Mm-hmm. Also, this is when Allenby liberated Jerusalem from Muslim rule. There you go. The faction against their brethren. You know, he delivered them from Muslim rule. So this date talks about the usurpers being removed and the temple being begun. And it is in the second year of Darius came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. So now we're going to go to some more of Haggai the prophet's words in 20 through 23 of chapter 2. And the word of the Lord came the second time unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month. That's Kislev 24. When the enemies are destroyed and the temple is begun, right? Saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah. You know, he was an assistant, by the way, to Cyrus, who was sent with this name, Zerubbabel, born from Babylon. So, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Notice, then the great shaking of Planet X will overthrow the communist usurpers. Verse 22, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. So this great shaking that only comes once more in our time is going to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. And I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. Oh, glory be to God. And that's, of course, at the spiritual Red Sea. Why do I say that? Because he goes on to say, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. So he's adding another thing there, like Jehoshaphat scenario where the enemies were destroying one another, right? So he's pulling parables in there, and he's telling you the whole story here of what's going to happen when he shakes the throne of kingdoms. It's their Red Sea. It's their Jehoshaphat scenario where the three armies that came as one were destroyed, shattered, and they wiped each other out. So once again, you see on Kislev 24, the destruction of the enemies, okay? In that day, says the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, who was sent, by the way, by Cyrus Trump, right? Saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet. For I have chosen thee, says the Lord of hosts. And a signet is a sign of authority, like a ring, a signet, like Mordecai and Joseph both received, types of the man-childs received from the king, you notice. So the same thing is going to happen again. The authority that, for instance, Haman had will be taken away. He was a usurper. He's going to be hung. And by the way, his authority has been given to the man-child, Mordecai, meaning little man, the man-child, right? Wow. Isn't God awesome? He's already told us everything that's going to happen. Some astronomers have come pretty close to together, which is unusual. And they've projected dates of Planet X appearing and then the crossing of the Earth's orbit. Those are two different things now. Terrell Croft, and I'll put a link to his project. He projects the crossing event to be April the 20th of 2021. And that could be on the far end, okay? But we know that the sighting comes before this quite a bit, okay? The sighting of Planet X, which is going to cause people like the people of Nineveh to look up and say, uh-oh, better repent. Yep, he's right. That crazy Jonah's right. Uh-huh. Okay. Dr. Sam, an Israeli astronomer, revealed that the Russian estimate is for February the 21st through the 26th of 2021. And I believe that this could be the appearing and is not the crossing. This is the appearing. And I'll tell you why. We've got others that agree with this. The American estimate, which they have also, I'm saying, astronomers that are working for the government don't like the fact that this is not being revealed to the public, and they leak things out. The American estimate is for the first quarter of 2021. So there you have it. They're both in the same area here. These nations have watched Planet X and know where it is. But the date differences are due to the greatly variable speed of Planet X Nibiru in relationship to the planets and the sun. It speeds up, slows down. According to Lakeisha's dream, it's coming very fast this time. So during this hidden period, the satellites are able to see Planet X, but these are, of course, controlled by the government, who thus far are hiding the truth, right? So now, Gil Broussard is also close to these other estimates, saying that we might first see Planet 7X if it is coming this year, somewhere between February the 10th and the 20th. Okay, the planet would be located to the upper left of the sun. And, of course, it's got a tail that's millions of miles long, so you might see the tail even before you see the planet itself. I'm talking about the Nemesis, which is the second sun, the binary sun, right? It would be behind the sun on February the 10th, where it could only be seen by telescopes, by the way, but would be large enough for everyone to see with the naked eye by February the 20th. That's his estimate, okay? And I put a link to that revelation. So that's very close. We're very close to the far sighting, in other words, can be seen by telescopes, and we're coming close to the place where we will be able to see it, according to their estimates. And, of course, in some of Gill's teachings, he said when Planet X is seen with the eye, it's only 40 days until the crossing event. And that's, of course, his projection from history, I think. But also, we know that it's going very fast, which can be a blessing. What's not a blessing is it's passing on the same side of the sun as the Earth this time, which sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. So it's definitely going to do some wrecking to planet Earth. Also, the coming of Jesus will be spiritually manifested by Word and Spirit in the Man-Child Reformer Ministries, like we've pointed out for years now, which the Lord revealed to us. And in Hosea 6, 2, and 3, the Lord says he will come as the latter rain. The latter rain outpouring after 2 days on the morning of the third day. He tells us very plainly that he's coming in this way. And that's where we are now, on the morning of the third day. So Jesus, the first fruits, was the first to receive the former rain, just as the man child, as first fruits, will be the first to receive the latter rain. History repeats on a larger scale, as the Lord told me many years ago. And Zerubbabel was the first fruits reformer leader, whose name means born from Babylon, at the time of the shaking in Haggai 2, when they laid the foundation of the temple, the new temple, the born again temple, not the old unregenerate temple in the Middle East, the born again temple, which is the people of God. God dwelleth not in temples made with man's hands. He dwells in people. Amen. So notice here that the presence of the Lord shakes the nations when he preserves his true people. Isaiah 64, 1 through 4. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might quake at thy presence. That means his coming, right? No, not his coming at the end of the tribulation. His coming now in this latter rain, okay? As when fire kindleth the brushwood. Oh, you can imagine the fires and the fireballs that are going to come, especially when we pass through the tail of Planet X and fireballs start falling from the sky. Of course, that's after the 3 days of darkness when it passes between us and the sun, which is also mentioned in the Exodus just before the Passover of the destroyer. It says basically very clearly, you know, that there's 3 days of darkness. And it happened. And the fire causes the waters to boil to make thy name known to thine adversaries. Hey, Ninevites looked up and probably saw that thing coming. And that's why Jonah said in 40 days. That the nations may tremble at thy presence. That the nations may tremble at thy presence. So the Lord is coming with the shaking. When thou didst terrible things, which we look not for, thou camest down. There it is. Thou camest down. The mountains quaked at thy presence. For from of old men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen a God besides thee who worketh for him that waiteth for him. God's people are waiting patiently, we hope, for the Lord to come and finish up this deep state usurpation of planet Earth. Okay? At this time, the Lord came and smote the Edomite factions against their brothers, God's people, and spared the Zion, the bride. Look at the government, which is divided by haters and slanderers of their own brethren. And look at the church, which is divided by haters and slanderers of their own brethren. And these haters are typed as the Edomites, who were traitors to their own kin, the chosen people. Isaiah 62, 11 through 63 and 3. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the ends of the earth, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, listen, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. What is the recompense before him? Planet X and the shaking. Yes. So, I mean, things kind of fit together, don't they? Yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So now you've got a foundation to receive this. We called it Saturn Bows to Planet X Passing. This was given to Debbie Horton on February the 5th of this 2021. So she said in a dream fragment, a part that she's sending to us, my daughter Ellie, meaning the Lord is my light, and I had returned to the house of a lady that she knew, but I didn't. Okay, so this is to bring the light to the church, right? Yes. We had been there earlier in the dream, and she told me to drive the car, a Saturn View. That's the name of a car, the Saturn View. Well, when the light of the Lord has returned to the house of God, they will view Saturn as the enemy, as God does. You see, a lot of the church doesn't even know there's an enemy out there that's ruling and controlling things, right? But they're going to get the revelation. The Saturn belonged to the owner of the house, which is Father God, right? Naturally speaking, Saturn is doing things nobody has ever seen for 3,600 years. It's ruling to and fro and bowing like the faction in the church and the state will to Planet X. Jesus is coming, and his recompense, Planet X, is before him, and his reward is with him. Isn't that awesome? In other words, coming behind Planet X is the Lord. Okay. We reported in a recent broadcast that Saturn was wobbling and then tilted over, and it looked like, because they gave a depiction of it, 40 to 45 degrees from their depiction. Okay, and I got a link here to it, because you probably, if you listened to the last broadcast, you probably saw this. And now it's being reported that Mars is wobbling. And Francis McKenzie sent this in, a link to that, Mars wobbling. What could cause that? You know? And they said, why is Mars not rotating on a straight axis? The red planet is wiggling and wobbling as it spins, and astronomers have no idea why. And I believe that this is all due to Planet X Nibiru passing through. And many have said this would be March and April, the passing through. Okay. So back to the dream. Then she said Ellie went off to another part of the house to do something. And strangely, the Saturn somehow was inside the actual house. So the house of the Lord can view Saturn. Remember, it's a Saturn view, right? The house of the Lord can view Saturn, bowing to God's judgment, which is Planet X, which will deliver the people of God from their apostate leadership. All right. She went on to say, well, I don't like to drive a vehicle I'm not familiar with, so I told her no, but she absolutely insisted. So when I got into the Saturn, it seemed to have a mind of its own. Well, you know, that's because its nature is rebellion and usurpation, as the factions in the church and the state. That's what Saturn's represented, and that's why it's bowing to Planet X. She said, I couldn't control it at all, although finally I managed to get it stopped. Planet X will put an end of the factious rebellion and the witchcraft of the leftists, whether they're in the church or whether they're in the state. I was thinking, if only the poor lady knew what I was doing with her car. Mind you, that was all still inside the house. So the church has no idea that Satan, which is pretty close to Saturn, right? Satan, through the apostates, are ruling over them. They actually believe they're electing a government, which has been a lie for a long time because of their cheating. Okay? Then Ellie returned and had no trouble getting the car outside and onto the driveway. Well, when the Lord is my light has come with the vengeance of Planet X, the deep state and church factions will be destroyed from the house, which will be sanctified by the Spirit. Now, you may have to go through this again, but I'm going pretty fast and I've got a lot to say, okay? So, Saturn also is called Kronos, either with a C or a K, and was a Titan who were worshipped as gods. His name might come from the word chrono, which means to govern, and he was also the god of time, Kronos, time, right? So, Saturn represents the deep state faction in the church and in the state. He thought to change the times, like Obama and Hillary and the deep state tried to bring the mid-tribulation war against the saints. They tried to do it early, but Father stopped them. He's in control of time. So, she went on to say, after he overthrew his father, he also became the god of the sky. Overthrew his father? That was, she's talking about Saturn or Kronos. He overthrew his father. And it, see, they're in rebellion against the father. And he became the god of the sky. Which makes you remember this. They are the factious Satanists who seek to rule over the saints, the stars of God that were said to be Abraham's seed by God, right? Isaiah 14, 12 and 15. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground that didst lay low the nations? And thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And you've seen Saturn's crown, right? And I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the uttermost parts of the north. Yes, Satan has wanted to rule over God's people. And as such, He pretty much controlled America, who is, and he is, by the way, called the God of this world, which is, of course, America's, of course, at the head of the nations. You control the head, you control the body, you see. So that's why he so diligently did such a good job of controlling America and the nations. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Yes, he thought so. Yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. God is making a statement. Thank you, Father. Okay, well, I've got another one, but I think I'm going to share it later. And it's about foreign usurpers being replaced. Yes, we are getting a lot of revelations of this now, of the foreign usurpers being taken out, taken down, as I just shared with you, pretty much. I think we're looking for Planet X to come. And, you know, back in the beginning when they first discovered it, even the elite were talking about it. They definitely saw it. The guy that was the head of JPL sent up a mission to take a look at it. They did see it. He was going to share it. His name was Robert Harrington, I believe. And he was killed suddenly of cancer, I believe it was. So they decided, we're not going to tell them about this while we build our underground cities. And we get a place for us to live down there and hide down there and so on and so forth. Of course, Trump made a mess out of their underground cities, for goodness sake. He's blowing them up one after another one. Oh, my goodness. You know? So it's all coming to pass, folks. Don't be worried about Biden because he sits in that office. This was all a planned thing. He's not sitting in the White House. And he's signing orders that have been taken, and pictures have been taken of him signing the orders, and he was signing a blank page. He has no authority to do anything. The military is in control. He can't. He's ordered the military to do this and that, and it's just going out there into smoke and mirrors. And by the way, I want to tell you that this Biden, this usurper Biden, this fake Biden, by the way, he has been arrested. You saw him with the boot on, the famous boot that Hillary wore and others before her wore. That means they've been arrested. He even took the boot. He said he cracked a bone in his leg or foot walking the dog. But he even took his boot, saw pictures of him getting very nimbly out of a vehicle and stepping up on the curb with the boot. So he's not hurt there at all, period. And what this was a tracking device, of course, and other things. And just as Hillary, too, wore the boot before, and a couple other high-profile people wore the boot that we know of. He's been arrested. She's been arrested. If you go back in previous revelations that we've given in this series, she was arrested. She's being told what to do. By the way, she went into Biden's fake office. And an official there, when he saw her come in, Biden didn't say a word, but that official told her, be quiet, turn around, and get out of here. And she obeyed. And that was on video. So, you know what? Let me tell you, they're controlling this narrative so that people see what would happen if the communists did take over. They not only need to throw the communists out, as they are doing a very good job of, they need to inoculate people against communism. We're seeing the things that he would do if he could do in his signing of his executive orders. We're seeing that. This is great wisdom. Well, I mean, we haven't really had an outward civil war over this thing as would have happened with most wisdom in the past. You know, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And people are getting an education as we go. Okay. Now, I know that Trump is just giving us time, as one of our sisters, Sue Gilbert, in our fellowship had a revelation of him handing out timepieces to people. You know, he's just giving us time, because there is coming a war against the saints in the middle of the tribulation period, and it will happen, and the communists will take over at that time. But we've been given a short time to have an awesome revival, because remember, there's an outpouring of the Spirit. As soon as God's people come through the Red Sea, they were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. So there is a baptism of the Holy Spirit that happens there going into the wilderness. And the wilderness, according to Revelation 12 and Revelation 17, is the first and second 3.5 years of the tribulation period. It's the tribulation they were entering into. And there was a baptism of the Holy Spirit right there at the beginning, a revival. Let me tell you, Planet X is going to bring a revival. The plague is going to bring a revival. People are going to start listening, and they're going to know the people that lied to them, the leadership in the church and in the government. They're going to know who they are and what they've done. There's going to be a revival. People are going to be ready to follow the reformer, Moses, into the wilderness tribulation. That is, anybody that's got any eyes to see and ears to hear. And the rest don't matter. So, wow, what an awesome time we live in. What an awesome thing that God is doing here. And with such wisdom to try to show to us who these people are in the church and in the secular government and out there in the world. You see, the media who has sent out slander. Slander is the way you impart demons to people to faction them against other people. And it is demons. And you can see that they are crazy, right? Well, Trump would if we go into the tribulation with these people, this is what God told me one time. I'm asking him, Lord, why are you removing these people through faction? He told me, he said, you don't want them to go into the tribulation with you, do you? I said, oh, no. No. Well, that's exactly what God is doing. And what can Trump do with the people that are out there? There is a multitude of people, although they're in the minority and they scream a lot louder than the patient people and the decent people. So they make out like they're a big bunch of people, but we can tell by the real true vote that they're not that many. But they are nasty, and they are loud, and they are out there. And how do you get them? President Trump's not going to be able to do that. Yes, he's decapitating them and doing a good job. But look, it's far, far deeper than that. If we're going to have a relative 4 years of peace before the middle of the tribulation period, I said if, okay. If we're going to have a relative time of peace, something's going to have to happen with these crazy people. There's not enough sanitariums out there to handle them. There ain't enough jails. Of course, I guess they could put them down there in the tunnels, but anyway, they're blowing up the tunnels and they're blowing up the underground cities. So, I'm sure maybe some of you don't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. Be patient. You will know. They're planning on declassifying everything. They say by the middle of March, that's what they say. Sometimes their timings are a little off. But that's what their plan is, to declassify everything by the middle of March. They're going to tell you about the clones. They're going to tell you about everything. And how they were able to give you this great story in panoramic view out in front of everybody to show you how wicked these people are. And how they very much deserve what they're getting. And why Trump and the so-called patriots are a godsend to the church, because they are very patient and supportive of the church to a much larger extent than Obama and Hitler-y and Biden are. So you see how great God is. He is so good. Oh, praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. We do take the authority and we do give to Trump the presidency in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree it, we command it to come to pass, and it will be so. And not only is he going to be behind the scenes president, but he's going to be above the scenes president of the new republic, not of the failed USA Incorporated. Praise be to God. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we fight and we do warfare to bring it to pass. And we do give that authority to Trump in Jesus' name. We do take it away as Mordecai and Esther took away that authority from Haman and, received it themselves. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you, saints. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being patient. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.